lost his wife 3 months ago. Now there's vodka on his breath and his story left untold. But he'll dance in the street and sway to the beat of our song. People are hurting, pushed away, told they're wrong. And do you know what it's like to live on the wrong side of life? And could you let go what you know, leave judgment alone? 'Cause what if we're wrong here, begging to be right in line all the time? Bluest eyes I'd ever seen, but he didn't blink, and it caught me off guard. At the end of his meal, a single tear fell from his face. How could I let my fear let me make that mistake? And do you side of life, and could you let go what you know, leave judgment alone? 'Cause what if we're up here begging to be right in line all the time? And what if we're lost here, anxious every night, getting harder to decide where I, where I
That's The Pairs live at Folk Music Ontario with The Wrong Side of Life. They come from London, Ontario. They are Renee and Noel Coughlin, Hilary Watson, and Steve Plimmer. Did I get that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I met these guys last year at Folk Music Ontario because they have this incredible act, which you've just had a chance to enjoy. But, you know, one of the things I love is just the way that if you're in a hallway, if you're in a showcase room, wherever you are, they just suddenly break into some wonderful harmonies and quite clearly have so much fun playing and singing together.
We do.
Yeah. I should also mention that they are huge fans of the Hillside Festival.
Ooh,
at Guelph Lake.
So much.
In fact, I think they told me last year that they actually grew up there. Well, obviously not just there. They must have grown up other places, otherwise. <they haven't. laughs>
We stay at the conservation area all year round.
Yeah.
Just hide in the trees.
But yeah, I love your music. I love your attitude to life. And your songs are pretty interesting because you really bring through a bit of a social conscience, don't you, in the songs you create?
Thank you. We definitely try.
Yeah. And I think it began somewhat unintentionally doing that, but really just using music as a tool to kind of unleash our own emotion and feeling of what's going on.
Yeah, I think songwriting for most of us started as kind of a therapeutic thing.
Now, I think Renee and Noel, are you classically trained? And
Hillary as well.
Oh, Hillary as well.
Okay. And Hillary, I would say more so.
Oh,
because we all grew up going to the same school. So from grade 5 till grade 12, we were in choir and orchestra.
Hillary wanted to be an opera singer.
I did. I was planning on going to university for opera, but then that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And I thought choosing music as a career path was a ridiculous idea.
She has since changed her mind.
Yes, I changed. Just as ridiculous, but awesome.
So when I met you last year, the three of you were here. I don't think Steve was... Were you here with the band last year?
Last year, I was here for one day. Okay. It was a day trip for me.
Yeah, because you're a drummer, right? I think you played in a punk rock band before you met these
wonderful... Yeah, I didn't grow up at Hillside. I grew up in the London punk rock scene and drummed my way through that, yeah. And I'd actually taken a bit of hiatus from music for a few years until I hooked up with these three. Moved on with it again in a very different direction. So it broadened things in a large way.
He doesn't leave our shows covered in as much beer.
No, it's a lot cleaner. I won't be trashing your room today.
So you have lots of fun. Tell us about your recorded work, because I think, was it your first EP that came out last year?
Yeah, 2017, we released the first one. We did that at a studio in London called Sugar Shack. It was really our first... It was a professional record in a recording studio. Yeah, it was great. There was 5 songs. It was a lot of our kind of initial work together. We've been singing together for most of our lives and didn't really decide to make a go of this until about 3 years ago. So that was kind of our first big project together. And we're just actually wrapping up our first full-length album together.
So it is being... CDs are being manufactured as we speak.
Yeah, so that this is a... the EP was great, and it was a really cool step into getting us to where we are now, and then having this opportunity to record the full length has been an even bigger step, and we're learning lots. And we're working on this one with Matt Grady at EMAC Studios in London. Yes, it's a much bigger project.
Much bigger. We started it, I think we were kind of getting into the rolling of it this time last year. Mm-hmm. And demos done in the winter, but we'll be releasing it in November this year.
Does it have a name?
15th. It's called Noise.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. So that's Steve's influence, obviously.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
I wanted to call it rhubarb.
Yeah, that actually is an in-joke. They've been teasing me because of my accent. Yeah. No, that's good. So you must feel pretty good about the album. Yeah. How many songs are on it?
12.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
We're really excited about it. It's the word noise and kind of alludes back to what you were talking about, our writing style, having that ideas around socially conscious ideas, right? So the noise title came out of this idea that we're kind of all focused on, whether it's the noise of the world around us and trying to navigate our individual roles in it and our collective influence, the noise that comes from inside of us, whether it's working through anxiety and things like that, or just our finding our own feet and listening to what we want to do.
Yeah, and the title track is specifically about making noise.
Literal noise.
Literally, or like making noise or disrupting people, even though you're trying to live your life as positively and as helpfully and gently as possible. We still are human and we make mistakes and we disrupt sometimes. So it's also just being a little bit gentle on yourself.
Yeah.
So do you all write for the band? I know.
The three of us do, yes. And Steve has songs that we keep bugging him to let us sing, but he's not sharing them yet.
It'll come.
Yeah. Look out, world.
I want to ask you about the first song we played. That was Wrong Side of Life. Tell us a little bit about that song.
The title kind of captures the main idea, which is we're, in my view, bombarded with a certain way of being, kind of this straight and narrow, like Hillary was mentioning before. You go to work, you have the partner, the wedding, the kids, and all the things, right, are kind of laid out there for you. And that's what's largely represented for us all to see. And there's so many people that don't actually align with that, whether it's not the straight relationship, whether it's people living in homelessness versus the middle class that's largely represented, whether it's not white, you know. It's asking people to take a look at the fact that there are people that live in the world differently than what we're bombarded with. It's a particular story about a man that we met actually out east last summer. His name was Steve. This guy. And here he is, a different Steve. But he was expressing to us, and he was kind of in and out of homelessness, was the stories that we were gathering from him. And he was having a bit of a troubling relationship with his two sons. They weren't speaking. And we were busking on the pier at the time, and this is how we crossed paths with him. And he stayed for 3 hours and just danced on the street, and we would stop and we would chat right to the bitter end. Like, he helped us pack up all our gear at the end, and then he sang some songs to us. The Gambler.
Beautiful voice.
Beautiful voice.
Beautiful.
Stunning. And it was just this really lovely interaction with this man who had a powerful story to tell. And in large platforms, many people's stories aren't heard. Long story, longer.
That's but this is obviously a real passion for you to be able to, you know, to capture these stories and share them. So we're going to play another song live. Everything I Call Home, I think, is the song you're going to do. Mm-hmm. Whose song was this? Who wrote this one?
So I wrote this one before the pairs existed. Mm-hmm. It was written while I was in college. And I had very different views as to what the song meant at the time. So at the time, I was writing this song about just this idea that people weren't living and that they were just so quick to get life over with, and the fact that you need to get married and you need to find a job, and there's the line in it that says, like, if you're running away from life, then you're only running to one place, and that's death. So it's very dark and angsty. But since it's kind of become a little bit more lighthearted, and it's like, you know, just live and don't take life so seriously.
This is The Pairs with Everything I Call Home from their new album, Noise, and they're live for Folk Roots Radio at Folk Music Ontario.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
With Everything I Call Home, live at Folk Music Ontario for Folk Roots Radio. We have all the pairs with us today, Renee, Noel, Hilary, and Steve. Can we talk about the live show? I mentioned at the start of the interview how much I enjoyed watching you sing and play last year at Folk Music Ontario. Now, you've had a great year. I think you played the Hillside Festival this summer. That must have been really exciting for you to be a festival that you were used to going to, but to be actually able to be on stage there. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
It was amazing.
It was really country. Yeah. It was really moving. It was really cool because, as you said, we grew up there and we've gone. It's kind of it's like our Christmas. Like, it marks our calendar every year and our family and friends go. And so they were all there and we got to experience that all together. And it was our first big festival that we played of the summer, too.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
Ever. Yeah. Ever. Yeah, it was really cool. And it's funny, it's a nice segue, because that song, Wrong Side of Life, I feel like all of us kind of went through the beginning stages of, like, post-secondary and careers, thinking, well, music's a hobby, but we're not going to make a go of it, because that's what mainstream media tells you. And a lot of the stories you hear tell you that. And so to kind of follow a passion and not know if money will follow is not something that people are always encouraging of you to do. And so for us to keep following this passion, and in what we think has been a relatively short amount of time, we have seen this incredible support from people to give us those opportunities to play stages like Hillside. And then we go from being the viewers of music and loving these festivals so much to then being on stage. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. It's still very surreal.
The whole summer was so surreal.
Yeah.
It was weekend after weekend. We got to play so many amazing festivals. Kingsville. Home County, Blue Skies, Sawdust City, Muskoka. Holy cow. It just kind of came zooming in. City Folk in September.
Yeah. So what happens for the coming year? Are you back at FMO? You're going to be doing some showcasing here. Mm-hmm. What are the plans for the future?
We hope to keep this
fame and fortune.
this album we're so excited about. We've put a lot of work and effort and love into this album. So we're excited to see where this success. And so with the release in November, and then hopefully kind of bringing the album around Ontario. I mean, we have places that we've played now in Ontario that we'd love to go back and kind of, just foster perhaps a little bit of an audience. And we, who knows, sky's the limit. We want to work our way perhaps to the West Coast at some point.
We're working on filling up our calendar again at this point, the summer, and then we're getting the album out, the release party's being planned, and then we're like, okay, showtime.
Mm-hmm. So for the live show, give us an idea of what people can expect when they come to a live show from the Pairs.
Hilarity.
Joy.
Joy.
It is. That's a big part of it. It's fun. Like, live music is...
We laugh
in
a lot.
We laugh a lot. We try and bring our full funny selves out there.
A little off the cuff.
Yeah, a little off the cuff. But
Steve joins us, on his handmade street kit. So it's not like a full drum kit, but it was handmade by Steven, a talented man that he is. And it packs a punch, too. We have also been playing with a bassist from Toronto, Mike Smith, and hoping to do that even more so. So we're trying to grow our sound as well and take up more of a space on stage.
But it's emotional. Yeah. Three-part harmonies is driven by that for sure. Storytelling, hope, hilarity,
I'm
sadness.
Sure, hilarity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a full spectrum for sure.
It is. It kind of, we intentionally designed the show to kind of take a bit of an emotional journey for sure. Yeah. But as we did with this album.
I think we all really value those highs and lows of humanity that we have been given such a gift just by being here and with feelings and emotions. And you experience the world by your feelings. And,
and you're so, okay to feel.
Yeah.
It's okay to cry together and laugh together and...
It's so cool to do that with an audience. Mm-hmm. And I think we try and bring our authentic selves and kind of pull people in through that as well. So fun.
If people want to learn more about your music, what is the best ways to do that?
Our website.
Our website is a good hub, thepairsmusic.com. Pairs spelled P-A-I-R-S. And or social media is all of our handles, Facebook, Instagram. We're getting better at Twitter. We're not getting better. We're pretty shite at Twitter. but it's on our list of plans to get better at Twitter.
Take a course or something.
But those are all also at the Pairs Music.
And it's been great to have you join us today. I know you're going to have a wonderful time at the conference. We've got time for one more live song. What's it going to be?
This tune is called Put the Gun Down. This was written actually just shortly after... I mean, it seems to be a little bit constant lately, which is saddening, but hearing a lot of stories in the States about shootings, I started thinking about why it was all happening and what was going on, and I just kind of brought it to me as an individual, and I feel like sometimes when there's lots going on out in the world and how I affect the people around me and what am I doing to spread love or hate and support others in that as well. And so this song kind of emerged. Like, I think most of the songs that we tend to hang on to and bring to the group, they kind of just come out of you. This one was about that, just that we all kind of carry a metaphorical gun. We have a lot of power with our words and our actions. And if it's hateful words and actions, just put it down. There's no need for it.
That's great. And yeah, we all have the power to make a difference.
Yeah.
It's been absolutely fabulous.
Thank you so much today.
Really appreciate Renee, Noelle, Hillary, and Steve, they are the Pairs. This is Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference.
Thank you.
Walking around all day, one finger on the trigger. Been keeping it there, we'll keep bad from getting bigger. Put the gun down. Let the ammunition find a new place to rest. Don't let go of what you know when comes time for the test. Put the gun down. Shots fired, shots fired, shots fired. just right through it. Put the gun down. Shots fired, shots fired, shots fired. Too much, too tired, shots fired. Walk away. Somebody had said, put the gun down, put the gun down, put the gun down.